And finally, we will ask Mika to share his insights about the experience of daycare center directors and school leaders in the Finnish context. How they run the school during the pandemic. Thank you, Mika.
And thank you. Just to let you know, originally, I wanted to have this part together with one of our alumni, an assistant principal in a school. But his morning changed this morning, so he will not be with us. I would like to share something. Can you see how has the COVID-19 situation affected your work?
Yes.
Great, because I have. Okay, anyway, we've been following the pandemic in Finland when it started. March the 15th, I would say, 2020. In all our
We don't need
programs that we have,
Martin.
and I'm giving you
Especially
an
Martin.
example of those surveys that we had with educational leaders in our programs. This is from a professional development program called Good Management Practices. And it's a program where we had 30 participants, educational leaders from early childhood education all the way to higher education. And they had two kinds of mentors to lead their work in groups. There was a mentor representing the field of education, and then there was another mentor representing other fields of life. And then we were looking at what happens when we are enacting leadership as management in various fields of leadership. And as we work, we also ask them to come with their own requests and wishes. And one that we've been having the whole time during the pandemic has, of course, been distant leadership and the pandemic. And we often work so that in professional development programs that we have educational leaders who already are working and they have their work and they have their organizations, that we ask them to analyze what is taking place. So in relation to the pandemic, we ask them how the COVID-19 situation was affecting their work. And here are the general notions from 2 years. It was June, both times that we were handling these results. So 2020, we've just had the pandemic for a while. And as general notion, communication, you can see there, key care was needed more. Then it started going digitalized and more distant work. Crisis leadership, we see there as well. There's quite a diversity. If we go 1 year further into June 2021, if we during the first pandemic year in Finland thought that, hey, it went pretty well, although it was distant learning and we could not really anticipate or we could not prepare in advance, it appeared to be functioning. During the second year of the pandemic, as you can read here, feeling of vagueness and incompleteness, and it becoming more stressful that we could not anticipate, but it was reacting. Noticing that, hey, it's different when we are working in the office and when we are doing it distant. Finnish educational experts in general have a lot of autonomy. And during the pandemic, it became very important to follow the rules. If I think about myself, for example, I haven't really criticized what instructions we've been giving, although I, from the very beginning, thought that nobody knows really. But something had to be decided. And then I thought it would be important to follow what was decided. Let's move on to the cons of COVID-19 situation according to educational leaders. Already during the first year, much more work, everything becoming more complex. Then not everybody wanting to work in the new situation either, so resistance, less opportunity for coaching leadership, and as we go to the pros, you will notice that some educational leaders here thought that there was more opportunity for coaching leadership. So the same phenomena were experienced in very different ways. In general, we could say that all our results show that the pandemic in Finland has been affecting educational leaders and their organizations in very different ways. There's huge variation, and there's huge variation in relation to most of the phenomena that we can find in the work of educational organizations as well. Another good example here is No Time for Development 2020. And when we go to the pros, we will find that some will say that we've been able to finish our developmental projects. Comparing 2020 and 2021, maybe the initial experience that it's more work, it's more complex. Then as the change, or let's say here, the crisis emergency situation going on, that it's becoming stressful, that everything changes the whole time, and not being able to foresee what will take place. I miss seminars and networks. These are now educational leaders in our in one of our programs. And the thing was that we've never really been criticized that learning would not work. What people have been missing is the lunch breaks, the coffee breaks, or, for example, taking the train from Helsinki to Jyväskylä together and having the time there just to chat among our students on the train. Pros that I already said a few words about. Initially, distant work is functioning. So, hey, we can manage this, and only later trying to see the impact of distant work, for example, and how many people are not on board as they used to be any longer. More pros at the initial stage identified than a year later. And I do not know the results for 2022 yet, because that we haven't asked. However, we do know that there's the challenge to get people back to the offices. And we can very well notice that in our Ruusupuisto building, for example. And that's something that we've been discussing amongst educational leaders in our section for the Edu Futura consortium throughout the pandemic. First, how to manage, how to lead in the COVID-19 situation, and then how to get people back and what will happen when we go into the new normal. Some general notions on this. Sorry, Katja is the director for the human resources services in our university. And in one of these Edu Futura educational leadership division meetings, she came with this report that was about 7 things to learn about the future work, distant work, and then about space when people facilitate their home so that they can work there and return to the offices. They expect more from the working spaces. And we are, for example, renovating our own premises here at the moment exactly for this purpose. Yes, 5 years of advancement in one spring for digitalization. The increased significance of looking, taking care of people's well-being, time, 9-to-5 thinking will be history. And definitely it is like that for us at our institute already, and maybe has been already earlier, but that 9-to-5, also according to research, does not appear to be, in fact, even the core thing. It is who has the ownership of when one works. That's, according to research, that should be the fundamental thing. Humanity, soft values are the new hard values, in fact. And then as we do not have the solutions, the increased importance of creativity. And there we need the human interaction. And my last slide, this is the Finnish Institute for Future Research Institute attached to the University of Turku result. And I often ask Finnish educational leaders where they think that their educational organization is among these three scenarios. I've been doing this since the report 2008 was published, so almost 15 years now. And we still in Finland, some say we are in the authority model, most say we are in the discursive model. And when I started asking this, none or very few in the organic model. Today, many would be saying we are in the discursive model, but moving into the organic one. And increasingly many also that we are in the organic model. If I think about our Institute of Educational Leadership working with adult students, for example, the last item there for the organic model, contact teaching, has to be justified. We've always had that demand, and it's now increasingly so. We have a new program or course starting, and people will ask, do I have to be there? Can I do it also online? Is it hybrid? Because some also want to come to the campus. Pandemic has changed a lot, and we do believe that the changes in many respect will be also permanent. So from my perspective, there was the question, have there been success stories? To me, every educational organization is a success story, because the pandemic was something that we could not foresee, and we've managed it. And some educational organizations have really, and of course educational experts have really been able to develop themselves into the future in a very brief period of time. So I would say that these are also wonderful success stories, and I hope that we can give us credit and enjoy what we've been able to do too. And it will not be easy to return to a new normal, because the world that we had does not really exist any longer. Thank you for having the opportunity to talk about educational leadership and crisis and emergency with Mark, and then to have this more concrete status report on Finland too at the end.